Remember this?
Get your voices ready. Come on and say your shout.
Love it. It brings back memories, doesn't it? Alex Kane still with us this morning, joined by Kelly Allen. Morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
It is a disgrace that you don't know what this show is.
I'm so young, that's the problem. I do know what it is, I just haven't seen it.
Alex, you've got fond memories of this.
I have very happy memories of it. It's one of the things I sort of grew up with. It was after the post Damon Andrews. He was the first one to do it. Then it was Leslie Crowther took over. And I remember it was Peter Glaze. It was Don McLean, not the singer, but the comedian Bernie Winters, I think, who had, you know, did the walk with, they pretended to have an ostrich and things like that. The cabbage. It was just silly. And the great thing about it, Stephen, it was, I sometimes watch with Lila, who's 9 now. I watch stuff that's on CBB TV. It's exactly the same stuff. It's the same gags. It's the same slapstick, the same anarchy, the same madness, and kids love it. That's what made it work. It was just, it was bizarre. It was live. It was just spontaneous. It's the sort of thing you ask any kid from about the age of 4 to about 11 or 12, even, silliest jokes in the world, they love them. They repeat them. They go around the schoolyard like rockets. That's what it is. And I hope that's the crackerjack they're bringing back, because I say, I would love to sit down and watch it with Lila and with Linda and just say, I used to laugh at this when I was your age, and just have that same sense of anarchy. Fabulous stuff.
And Kelly Allen, do you reckon the reincarnation of it, because it's coming back, do you reckon it'll work with this generation of children? Kelly?
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, sorry about that. Technical problems. Yeah, I think it will. I think it's going to be really good to have that sort of programme that all the kids watch. I mean, we used to have Live and Kicking and Going Live and that sort of thing on a Saturday morning that everyone watched, I watched growing up. And that's what Cracker Jack was. Sam and Mark are brilliant children TV presenters, so I think it'll be a really good thing for, like, to have kids have something to watch. I mean, really, they only sort of have Blue Peter now. I know they've got CBBC things, but you want a show that can bring kids together, they can all talk about it Monday at 10.
Obviously, I don't watch kids TV anymore, obviously. Has it changed much, Alex?
No, in the sense of it's much snazzier, and the technology has made it, you know, much more sophisticated in terms of getting a joke across and things like that. But the bedrock of kids' TV, particularly that sort of light entertainment TV, is the same. Custard pies, water, slapstick, falling on your bum, bad jokes, yeah, laughing at other people, and spontaneity. That's the great thing about Crackerjack, which people forget about now. And they probably almost, that's why I hope they'll do it. It was the live audience, because you never know. You've worked with live audiences, so have I. You have no idea what will tickle the fancy of a live audience or what will annoy the hell out of it. That's it. So I hope they're not afraid to keep that.
Do you remember Why Don't You? Do you remember that?
Sorry?
Do you remember Why Don't You?
No, it doesn't. It's not ringing the bell. I may have seen it, but it's not ringing the bell.
Why Don't You was on every day. I can't remember what it was about, but it was on every day. I remember sitting watching Lassie. The Red Hand Gang. Do you remember the Red...
Oh, Stephen, see, this must be a generation. I remember Lost in Space, which was just completely bizarre, but wonderfully, wonderfully funny. I used to race home to watch that, and the Crackerjack, Blue Peter, Magpie, that's the sort of stuff. I mean, yeah. Crackerjack was a standalone in the sense that it was. None of those other programs had those live audiences. I think some of the older ones, with the Noel Edmund ones, they had a few people in the audience, but Crackerjack had some, I think, 300-400 old school kids, you know, just sitting there. And you'll notice if you've ever worked, anyone who's ever worked with children or a young audience, they are the most difficult, because they are critical. They're not afraid to tell you. If they think you're complete crap, they will let you know how bad you are.
Listen, there's a few older people like that in this show as well, but sure.
Well, that's true.
We'll leave it like that. Alex, thank you. Morning to you. Kelly's line's not great, so we'll say good morning to her. John. Morning, John.
What's her name?
Yes, John.
Crackerjack.
Yes.
Show was on basically about 40 years ago.
Yes. It's coming back.
Now, hold on. Now, I'm old enough to remember watching Crackerjack.
Yes.
And, you know, back then, children had a certain innocence about them.
Mm-hmm.
Children aren't really innocent anymore. And really, it really goes to show the lack of imagination that the BBC are rehashing a show that was out, went out maybe basically 40 years ago. And what do I tell you?
Sometimes the old ones are the best, though.
No, it's rubbish. And at the end of the day...
How would you know?
Cracker Jack was rubbish back when I was a child. It was rubbish then. It was nonsense. And another thing, you know, we're asked to pay extra money on the licence fee for the BBC to rehash old ideas, old nonsense. Children no more want to watch Cracker Jack than the Man on the Moon. All them days are gone. It's now phones and computers and everything else. And, you know, I mean, most 12-year-olds nowadays are 12 going on 40. You know, children have no innocence anymore. And it isn't the children's fault. It's the way they're reared. It's society. It's the way society has children.
Tell you what, Gene's got a lot of innocence about him. Morning, Gene.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I really and truly think if they're going to bring Cracker Jack back, there's only one show to bring back to. And I have a chap here beside me who wants to talk to you. Hold on a second. Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I've been on the dole for so long now. I would like to come back on television again with Bungle. And, oh, yeah, hold on, hello, Stephen. Yes, I've been on the brew for so long now, Stephen. I'd like to come back on television too.
But, Mark, you're on TV every Thursday night on The View. Who are you trying to impressionate? Mark Crothers?
Well, I don't think Mark speaks like me now, Stephen. Let's be honest about it. It's me and George. Me and George want to come back on the television.
George from Rainbow. Oh.
Stephen, I'm just looking to know.
You're mad!
Your show's coming back now onto the television. I'm just looking to know, could you send me 2 tickets for me, please?
This band's insane.